USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Biden administration is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. Vice President Kamala Harris.
We have examined the evidence. We know the legal standards. And there is no doubt. These are crimes against humanity.
Harris making the comments during a speech today at the Munich Security Conference. She says Russian forces have engaged in atrocities like rape, murder, and torture, and that justice must be served in honor of the victims. Classes will resume Monday morning at Michigan State University, just a week after a mass shooting on campus left 3 dead and 5 wounded. However, many students say it's too soon. Thousands have signed a petition asking for online or hybrid classes to be held instead. 5 former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols are pleading not guilty. During a hearing Friday, the judge said the defendants are entitled to a fair trial and asked for patience as the case proceeds. The next hearing is set for May 1st. The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has now topped 45,000. That number expected to keep rising as more bodies are found in the rubble. Nearly 2 weeks after the quakes, few survivors are being found and thousands of people are still missing. We may never know what some of the high-altitude objects shot down over the U.S. and Canada are.
Navy crews have finished clearing remnants of a Chinese surveillance balloon that went down off the Carolina coast. That's all gone to an FBI lab in Quantico for analysis. And now Northern Command reports its ending attempts to find what's left of 2 other objects, despite having no success in locating debris in Alaska and Lake Huron. Earlier, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted that without recovering the debris, it would be highly unlikely that authorities would be able to determine what the objects actually were. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
4 U.S. troops were wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke from the White House about what happened.
As the Pentagon has reported, an explosion during the raid also resulted in 4 U.S. troops and one of the working dogs suffering some injuries.
The 4 are part of a U.S. Special Operations Forces.
The troops and the working dog are in stable conditions, are being treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq.
I'm Dave Collins.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will remain hospitalized for a few weeks as he continues to be treated for clinical depression. An aide telling NBC News the information.
It's hard to know if he's not hearing you or if he's just sort of being crippled by depression and social anxiety. And so there's a sense of relief on the team that they're now able to sort of address this depression issue that's been so complicated in the context of the stroke and everything else that's been going on.
That's NBC correspondent Dasha Burns. Fetterman voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed Military Medical Center earlier this week. Fetterman has dealt with bouts of depression on and off his whole life. The U.S. will dip into a recession this year. That's the warning from the Conference Board's chief economist. According to the nonprofit business group, high inflation, rising interest rates, and falling consumer spending are the key reasons we can expect to see a recession hit. The board's leading economic index fell by 0.3% in January. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.